This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back here on the morning shift. Dylan's wardrobe is currently being critiqued.
He wears his jackets with a zip, like a, they choking him. He's got it zipped all the way to the top. Like, wasn't that like smoke your chin?
No. It doesn't bother me.
Is that why Drake wears it or something? Is that why you do it?
No.
Day-Day just said, yep.
No.
Day-Day just ratted you out.
Drake does wear them, like, as far as what I've seen, he does wear them like this, but it's not the reason I do it. I do it because it's best.
Sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
Okay. It's best.
It's the best look for me. It's the best look
Are you
for
sure?
Dylon. Yes,
Are you
it is.
Sure about that?
You're 1,000%
positive. Not sure. Quite.
It would look weird if I just wore it like down here. Like, that would look weird to me.
No, it would look normal.
Actually, I don't mind it zipped up. I'm not going to hate on you. I was just trying to
Thank you,
join in on the fun.
See, look, I just
take
don't feel
back.
The same. It,
I don't
feel
like it
needs
open.
To be up here.
Honestly, I don't really care.
I don't.
How you wear it. It just.
Kind of like a
Sounds
polo
like
with
I look, yeah, I look at it and it looks uncomfortable. I'm not a fan of stuff like choking my neck out. That's why I don't like wearing suit and tie.
I was with you until he zipped it down and I was like, no, that ain't good. Zip it back up.
Well, you know why? Because
because
that's his look. That's how we're used to him with having zipped all the way up. I look at you and say that's good for you, but for me, it just makes me feel like I don't know. If I don't like that, I don't like being.
I don't like that.
When something chokes you, it just feels like that's why I don't
want anybody wants something choking them.
Well, that's the way that look makes me feel. That's why I don't do it.
I have a topic that I wanted to bring up to you guys, and I know we're gonna get to some NCAA stuff here in just a minute. How often do you guys shake people's hands that you don't know?
I don't like shaking hands. I was thinking about this the other day.
Did you just make fun of me? I don't like.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't like that.
I hate it.
So obviously I've had a lot of like. Service calls. My house recently had a guy from Atlanta Watershed come by yesterday. I had a plumber last week, HVAC or a termite inspector the day before that. It's crazy to me, and I guess this is maybe a post-COVID thing, how like hesitant they are to like shake my hand. It's almost like they're looking for me to reach my hand out. And like if they're like, I'm not sure who wants to shake hands these days. I just never remember. Like it just seemed like before that it was like a shake. It didn't matter if I knew them or not. I shook everybody's hand. So when I reached out yesterday, the guy was like, oh, yeah, good to see you. You know, like he was like, oh, yeah, this is
well,
weird.
I think that's how some servicemen are treated. I think some people just don't ever.
Yeah, they're just not sure. Well, it's probably in their handbook, honestly, not to just reach their hand out.
I think some people are like, oh, you're here to fix the whatever. Yeah, okay, it's over there, and they just walk away. And I'm
but
not saying everybody.
Leaving, right? The guy was leaving, right?
Or leaving and coming and leaving, same thing. Because here's what happened. So he shows up, rings the doorbell. took me a minute to get the door, so he's walking back down the driveway, so I kind of chased him down, and I put my hand out. I was like, hey, man, sorry I missed you. And we talked for a minute. He did what he needed to do, which only took like 5 minutes, and then he comes back to tell me what he did, and I'm like, okay, do I put my hand out now?
Maybe he and didn't want to shake hands.
Then he put his hand out when he was leaving. Then he was like, oh, I know it's okay now, so here's my hand.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a reverse thing, and I was like, and the plumber last week gave me a boop when he showed up, you know, the knuckles. Is it your knuckles? And then when we left, I put my hand
it's
up.
A pound.
His hand,
it's a like, pound.
I'm more, yeah, I'm more about
my kid.
I'm more about that life than shaking hands. But then a lot of people might construe that as being rude. And then you are right. I think probably post-COVID has something to do with it. But then I start, like, you think even more about, like, people are nasty. And so people are gross. I don't know what you've done
with
it.
It could have
hands.
Something to do with their job. I mean, you know, when you're a plumber, walking up knuckling me. The watershed guy, though, that was where he had just got there.
Plumber, I would definitely.
Thermite inspector, same way. Like, he wasn't doing anything. He was just inspecting with, like, a flashlight.
Well,
and a meter.
I think, like, I was doing games this weekend, and people want to come up, and I was doing, like, back to back to games, right? So I'm like, I'm trying to eat, like, during a timeout or something like that. I will touch up makeup. I don't want to put my hands, like, in my face after shaking hands and stuff. It's kind of.
You don't have hand sanitizer on you?
I do, but, like, I want to go physically. Wash my hands.
Here's the deal.
I had a sweaty football player shake hands. I was like, dang it, why did I do that?
Yeah. For me, I shake hands. I don't necessarily need to shake your hand before and after all the time. It depends on if I know you. If I don't know you, I'll show you when I meet you, and then that's that. We've greeted each other. We don't need to do. Now, if you play around to golf, it's different because you shake, you know, you always normally shake the hand or dap up or whatever your thing is, and then you do it at the end. It's customary. Take your hat off and shake hands of each person that was a part of the group. But the reality is I'm not a germaphobe like that. Like, there are certain things I don't that gross me out that I don't want, but shaking hands don't bother me.
Yeah,
like, I think there's a good – to me, there's a fine line of – germs are good, as good for us as they are bad for us.
As long as it's not dirty.
Well, there's some germs that we need to be exposed to build up immune system and have immunity towards it. And then there's
bad germs.
But then there's germs that are bad. Like, you know, if you're over there with a head cold, don't shake my damn hand. Don't just be like, hey,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm carrying around my sick kid.
But,
she's coughing.
But if
I'm
not,
like, hey, how's it
but,
going?
But we have lost that. Trust in each other to know that we're going to take care of each other, to know that, hey, I've got a head cold, I'm not shaking your hand.
I will say mine is directly probably correlated to the number of people. If I meet somebody and it's just one-on-one, like a service guy, I'm probably going to shake their hand. If I walk up and there's three, it's just knuckles in a circle. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not stopping, you know, presidentially to freaking shake hands and look in the eye and have somebody in my ear saying, this is John.
This is one reason. So our MGA celebration is normally the same weekend as the brown grass, right? So I know going to be a lot of human, and it's wintertime, it's November. So there's a lot of human interaction, a lot of handshaking, a lot of boozing. And then Monday is what? A lot of handshaking, a lot of boozing. So it's Saturday. So on that Sunday in between, I've started my own tradition where I go get one of those IVs that helps hydrate you. It has the immunity boosters, the vitamins, and everything because of that point. Because then Thursday is what? Thanksgiving. So I think you can take steps to kind of help. And honestly, I'm surprised you don't do the IVs more with vitamins because you travel so much. It's actually good for your immune system. It helps build you. It gives you – sometimes we need that little boost, you know?
Personally, I would rather just, like, hydrate and try to eat better. But I don't know about all the...
But there's other things, and like vitamins and stuff.
Yeah, I'm not really... That's a whole other, I think, thing. I'm not really into that. Like, I don't... It's not like an actual, like, hospital. It's not like a... You know what I mean? I don't know. I can't really
well,
put
they're,
it into
they're
words
actually,
right now. But...
The people that stick you... Well, stick you. The people that administer the IV, they actually are all nurses.
Yeah, like they're licensed
nurses.
I'm not saying they're not. I just don't. I'm not really into that.
It's good for vacation too. When you want to go booze for like a week straight, and you know you're traveling internationally.
I just hate needles. straight up.
Yeah, I look away. I look away. It doesn't bother me.
But back to the handshaking stuff, I will strategically try to have something in both hands.
Have you always been like that?
Damn, Tiff's got a game plan. She's like, oh, there's a stranger coming to me. Give me my microphone and my bottle of water. Oh, I'm sorry. I would shake hands, but my hands are full.
Yeah. It's kind of a good strategy, honestly.
It is.
That way you don't want to shake hands, but nobody thinks you're rude.
Yeah. Although one time, I won't say where I was at, I think it backfired because they were still waiting on it, so that I had to make sure on the exit I had to shake the hand. But someone's like, warm hand. I was like, ugh. Just
like sitting on a warm toilet seat.
What if they try to do like a half hug, like a dap hug? How do you audible? Because you got stuff in your hands. So, well, I'll give you a quick little hug. How do you?
It's a good question. I haven't really had anyone going for the hug. What are you saying, Dylan? What are you saying?
Because I made that comment about the warm toilet seat in a public bathroom. And he was
disgusting.
Ew, no, you sit on him?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you mean?
I squat. I hover.
I think most people just cover it or wipe.
I cover it.
I cover it.
How long do you squat for? I mean, what are we doing here? You just doing wall sits in the bathroom?
I'll tell you guys my new my hip thrust up to 345.
I saw the Insta post.
I got quads of steel.
Tiff only does legs, so she doesn't have to make contact with the toilet seat.
I don't have to make contact with toilets. Have you not seen things on toilet seats before? Like,
I mean, I have.
Yeah, well, that's so why I put stuff over it.
But Lord, I'm going to sign a blue light on a public rail. That's even more gross.
If you've seen crap on a toilet seat, like, are you going to still wipe?
Oh, I'm going to the next stall.
Exactly. Okay.
I'm going to tell you something. There might be more on that.
But that makes me think that maybe someone else already wiped that crap
sure.
off of
a I'm positive.
So, but why would I want to sit on it?
But it's like using a handrail at the airport or like.
I don't.
It's just, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, at what point do you just say, you know what, man? Yeah. Like, it is what it is.
On the plane train, I'm
not
going to
sit Haji Maji style on the toilet.
I don't know if my reflexes are fast enough, but on the plane train, I will know where the hand thingy is up there, and I also kind of lean against. There's a pole back there, but I basically just, it's good core engagement.
This is no way to live life, Tiffany.
It's not.
I'm telling you, like, you can't go around waiting for the other shoe to drop on you.
What are you talking
about? You sound like a Falcons fan right now.
I don't want to shake hands. I don't want to shake your hand.
I mean,
I'm just saying, you know, having to do a number two is not in a public bathroom is not my favorite thing.
We call it a road game.
Yeah.
What?
Having to have a road game isn't my favorite thing.
Oh my god.
Hey, but sometimes you gotta start kickoff a little early. That's all I'm saying.
You start kickoff early?
What do you mean?
What does that mean?
What do you mean? I mean, you try to go before you leave your
house. You go in your pants?
No.
What does this even mean? No,
I was basically trying to say, you know, you gotta go when you gotta go. Duty calls when duty calls.
But what do you?
Yeah, I don't know if that. I don't know if that.
No,
plays,
I was.
Man.
Yeah, I don't think you phrased that right.
Goes, maybe I did. I was just trying to say, I know you don't want to have a road. Road games are ideal, but sometimes they're necessary.
Yeah, but you need to phrase it better when you say, you know, nobody likes to play a road game. Sometimes you just start the game a little early. What does that mean? You like pooping your pants?
Yeah, you don't plan on having 3 turnovers, but you know what? You got to keep grinding. You know what I mean?
It's just like, I've never heard it called a road game.
Yeah, because you're taking your game on the road.
I get it.
I'm a home game guy myself.
I mean, I think everybody prefers that.
Nothing like home field advantage.
Remember when Nikki Noto Palmer was in here? She's married to one of my old teammates. He had, like, all the way up until maybe the end of his football career when he was with the Steelers, had never gone anywhere but home. Never.
How?
Like, I don't know.
Is the mystery
continues.
Well, I'm not really sure where to We have 2 minutes in this segment.
Yeah, kind of got off kilter a little bit. I just was curious about that.
That's okay. Let's talk about the most, like, the weirdest story I've ever heard.
Okay. Well,
This doesn't make any sense to me.
It really doesn't.
The NCAA has agreed to permanently drop its rule prohibiting athletes from negotiating the terms of name, image, and likeness payments until after they enroll in school. So you're allowed to now negotiate your NIL deals before you enroll in school.
Okay.
So
what's different?
Florida is being sued and stop. Full stop. Don't tweet me. Don't text me. Don't call in. Don't insta me with this. Well, that's different. It's with the collective. What do you think that is?
Yeah.
The collective is nothing but NIL. This just through the school, and it's the way the schools can do it. There's an offensive lineman at Georgia Tech that just enrolled because he was basically guaranteed he would have like $5 million or some crap. Like, this is already happening. The only reason that the NCAA came out and said this is because schools like Tennessee and Florida, who had the NCAA trying to come down on them, are like, you can't do this.
I've been in my head trying to think of like a metaphor for this entire situation. I just can't come up with anything. It's like somebody telling you it's okay to do something you've been doing your whole life. You know what I mean?
Like shake hands with somebody.
Literally been doing that my whole life.
Shut your mouth.
I don't even know. You know what? It's not okay to pee in public, but when you're at a campground in the woods, you can go ahead and just pee in public. Like, okay, like everybody in the history of their life when they, you know, has done these kind of things. It just blows my mind.
Yeah,
that, like,
you know,
we're
what?
Sitting here saying, oh yeah, sure,
good one.
Go ahead.
It's a good one. It's like a golf course saying, we know we have bathrooms at like 4 and holes 13. But if you want to pee behind that tree
exactly
in that house,
we're going to turn our head.
Yeah, just don't get caught.
We won't say anything if that's the situation. Yeah. NCAA.
Just don't let the homeowner see
you. Glad you clarified that.
I want to clarify something before we go to break. I think the handshaking things, people don't think, I mean, I am weird, so I own that and wear that badge of honor. But I will say, I'm eating all the time. Am I not always eating? So I think usually I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to shake hands because I'm usually eating. That makes sense.
Eating so you don't have
Tiffany,
to shake hands.
No,
Tiffany.
I'm at a place where
part of admitting
no
you have
involved,
a problem,
then, like, I can shake a hand.
Part of admitting
she's like,
you
I'm have food in my hands. So part I don't
of
shake hands.
Part of conquering an issue and understanding that you have one is admitting that, and it's okay to say that you don't like human beings, nor do you enjoy contact with them, because that's pretty much if you don't want to shake someone's hand. I think it's okay.
Whatever.
I hate people too most of the time. It's all right.